Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
In the upper room, Jesus charged the disciples, "Don't be troubled, don't be afraid." He knew what was ahead. They did not. But instead of struggling with panic, Jesus was calm, fully in control. When you are stronger than the circumstances that confront you, you too can have that peace. Jesus finished his challenge to the disciples saying, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have his peace. In the world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Do you believe that? When you are convinced that God is still in control of the world, you can have his peace and know no fear regardless of what may happen. George Bernard Shaw once quipped that if there is life on other planets, they must be using Earth for their insane asylum. The news today would only seem to confirm that. There is no logic in the thinking that drives terrorists or pushes nations to the brink of war where there is no winner. The overview of history, however, including the accurate descriptions of the rise and fall of nations recorded in the Bible, still confirms the reality that there is an unseen hand who writes the destinies of nations, as well as the sagas of those who briefly come to center stage as world leaders, but quickly pass from the scene. A German poet, Führer von Logau, who died in 1655, is credited with having written, "Though the mills of God grind slowly, yet they grind exceeding fine. Though with patience he stands waiting, with exactness grinds he all." Jesus knew how things would play out. That's why he said, "Don't be troubled, don't be afraid." The old story goes that a little girl was a passenger aboard a ship which was captained by her father, and as the ship crossed the Atlantic, it was caught in a winter storm. Gales lashed the vessel that tossed and rolled with the angry waves. The captain, concerned for the safety of the passengers, asked the steward to have every passenger put on his or her life jacket and prepare to evacuate. Gently, the steward knocked on the door of the cabin occupied by the little girl and told her that orders had been given to put on the life jackets. The little girl, who had been sleeping soundly, rubbed her eyes and asked, "Is Father at the helm of the ship?" And when she was told that he was, quickly added, "Well, if Father's at the helm, everything's going to be just fine." God neither slumbers nor sleeps. He is not indifferent to our world, not to our personal needs. His hand is not short or too weak to reach out to you at the point of your need. And that's why you need fear no evil as you walk into the future. Do you recall the words of the boy shepherd turned king of Israel who wrote those marvelous words in Psalm 23? "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Can you say personally, "I too will fear no evil, because I know who walks beside me"? Safety is not the absence of danger, but the presence of the Lord. The dangers may surround us, yet his presence will also surround us when we belong to him. There's good news. You can face the future with confidence. "Don't be troubled," he said. "Don't be afraid."
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.